Now, the Commonwealth Bank has backed the creation of a searchable public register of buildings with flammable cladding to ensure potential purchasers know what they're buying. Justin Lawrence, partner with Henderson and Ball Lawyers. Justin, good morning to you.
Ross and John, good morning to you.
Righto. So I take it that there is no current searchable public register of buildings with flammable cladding?
No, not at the moment, Ross, no.
Okay, so am I entitled as a prospective purchaser, if I'm going across the road here to buy an apartment, can I ask questions in what Burnzo reminded me was requisitions on title about flammable cladding?
Two things there, Ross. Firstly, there aren't any requisitions on title anymore. they were removed about 1,000 years ago, John.
Oh, right.
So I haven't had those for a while. But no, you can certainly ask the question. No doubt about that. Now, we're advising prospective purchasers, ask the question directly of the agent. Does this building have any combustible cladding attached to it? If you get a wishy-washy answer, we're just telling people, walk away. Because the owners' corporation by now will know whether there is combustible cladding on the side of the building.
So, in other words, I know this is a hypothetical question, Justin, but what if the agent tells you a lie? What if he says, no, there is no combustible cladding on the building and there is?
Then, as a purchaser, John, what we're doing is writing up special conditions to go into the contract to say that the vendor warrants that there is no combustible cladding on this building. If it turns out after settlement there is, then the purchaser has remedies then potentially to go back sue the agent and the vendor for misrepresentation.
Right, so can sue the agent. What if the agent's in no position to know whether it's got flammable cladding or not?
But remembering, Ross, it's the agent who said, no, there was no combustible cladding, and there's, at that point in time, there's a special condition in the contract to say there is no combustible cladding.
Okay.
So the main remedy will be against the vendor, but if the agent, on behalf of the vendor, says either there is no combustible cladding or does not give a definitive answer, then that should be interpreted that there is.
In other words, they are under no obligation whatsoever to give a truthful answer.
No, right now...
If they lie, you can sue them, but there's no actual legal requirement that they give a truthful answer to the question.
Well, unless, as I say, you write the special condition in the contract, but right now the Section 32 requirements do not compel a vendor to disclose whether there is cladding or not, but a properly informed purchaser is going to take that contract to their lawyer. Their lawyer is going to look at a couple of things, including the owner's corporation certificate that is compulsory. And if the owner's corporation has considered cladding, then it's likely to be either in the certificate or in the minutes of the last meeting of the owner's corporation. And that's with a bit of digging where the purchaser's legal representative is going to find the answer to the question.
I'm looking out the window up the street here where Burnzo and I sat and watched that frightening morning where the cladding on that building in Spencer Street caught fire. As far as I can tell, very little's been done by the state government in the interim. There are still heaps and heaps of buildings here with flammable cladding, and nothing's been done.
Well, the government, in my view, is paying lip service to this issue. What they've done is they've instructed the Victorian Building Authority to undertake an audit of all buildings. But our firm acts for many owners' corporations, and I don't know of one that's actually had the audit undertaken. So I think there's a bit of posturing going on and not a great deal being done about it.
Well, why not?
I suspect there's no votes in it, Ross. I think that's the reality. There's a lot of sitting on hands going on, and I think ultimately there are lives being put at risk because people are buying into developments where there's clearly cladding on them and no one's telling them, and they're not aware of it until afterwards, and that the owners' corporations are being forced to spend thousands of dollars removing them.
Justin, grateful for your time as always. 7:23.